We know we are into summer, though, despite 50-degree temperatures this morning. How do we know we're into summer? Well, we went through Memorial Day. We went through Lime Rock, of course. That is always a big event which heralds the entrance of summer, but also the opening of Music Mountain, which is really the summer capital of chamber music throughout the United States. We have a brand new guest who'll be joining us every week. Of course, you're familiar. Nick Gordon joined us every week preceding the concerts, letting us know what was coming up over the past couple of, actually, basically since we've been on the air for almost 8 years. Unfortunately, Nick passed away last year, but we do have Oscar Espina Ruiz, who is joining us now, and we welcome him to Robin Hood Radio. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio, Oscar.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Marshall.
Now you're the program director, music director. What's your official title now at Music Mountain?
Well, that's very interesting. Well, my title is artistic director, but it is true that for decades we used the term musical director, but we understood that, you know, artistic director is perfectly equal to musical and perhaps a little bit more up to date. So I am the artistic director of Music Mountain.
Well, I think you're right, because Music Mountain blends itself and opens it up for all types of artists, music and non-music as well, to perform there. And what's great about Music Mountain, especially in the opening of Music Mountain, is you've got an impressive opening series set. First of all, the Shanghai String Quartet features prominently not only this week but in the coming week. This coming up on June 10th is really the introduction to the season, a big benefit concert with the Shanghai String Quartet at Music Mountain.
Yes, so we open on June 10th. I can't wait. It's going to be really an incredible program. So Shanghai Quartet has been playing during the Labor Day weekend for decades, really. It's been a tradition. And for the first time in many, many years, they will not play on Labor Day, because they are at the Shanghai Conservatory of Music judging for the Isaac Stern competition. However, they are coming 6 times this summer, so not bad. And this is really a beloved quartet at Music Mountain. They have played since 1989. So it's been here for, you know, many, many years. Now, the program on the 10th, that's a huge one. That program includes the first of the late quartets, the 127, then an early one, 18-2, and then it ends with the great Rasumovsky 3 in C major, the one that has this blazing allegro molto, very fast, fugato last movement. It's an incredible program to start the season on June 10th, yes.
And this is June 10th is a 3 p.m. start at Gordon Hall. And as we said, this is also the benefit concert. There's a reception that goes with this and everything, right?
Yes. So typically we start with a concert and reception. And it is a benefit for Music Mountain. We don't hold any major benefit gala. And instead, we have a number of benefits throughout the summer. And this one, the very first one, is the most important one. So if anyone out there loves Music Mountain and wants to support Music Mountain, please do your best to come over on June 10th. It's a great program. And then we'll celebrate with the artists afterwards with a glass of wine.
And if people want tickets, by the way, musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org, and there's a couple of different ways you can get tickets. But the Shanghai String Quartet is going to basically kick off the season. But then the official opening, really, where you have a full weekend of activities, will come up the weekend of the 16th. And once again, you have a pretty varied series of performers that will be performing on the 16th and the 17th.
Yes, I'm really excited about the 16th. In fact, on June 16th, you can make a full day at Music Mountain, because there will be a 1 p.m. free concert featuring the Verona String Quartet and the great clarinetist Charles Nydick from Juilliard, Marlborough, Orpheus, New York Woodwind Quintet, you name it. Also, he was my teacher, so I love him very much. And he'll be coming to teach at the Music Mountain Academy, and we'll be playing this concert at 1 p.m. On the 16th. But then in the evening at 6:30, we launch Music Mountain Jazz with two-time Grammy Award winner Ted Nash. He's coming with his quartet. He plays often at Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis. And actually, just noticed last Friday, Ted Nash and the Harlan Quartet played together at Lincoln Center Jazz. The Harlan Quartet being another quartet that comes to Music Mountain every summer. So anyway, Ted Nash will open our Twilight series on June 16th at 6:30. And that's a fantastic concert, too. There are regular tickets for that concert, but there is also a VIP pass. So if anyone would like to come a little bit early and mingle with the artists in the green room before the concert and get the latest LP or vinyl of the artist and a bottle of wine of the artist's wine label, that would be a VIP pass. So I very much encourage you to look into that. It's a fantastic package. And then we, on the Sunday, the 17th, so we'll continue with the Beethoven cycle, concert number 2 of 6 that constitute the Beethoven string cycle. Again, with the Shanghai Quartet, June 17th at 3.
Now, I remind people, you can get tickets at musicmountain.org. Once you get to Music Mountain's homepage, if you look on the top, it says Tickets, Concerts, Welcome Academy. On Concerts, if you just scroll over it, it'll be upcoming concerts. And then they come up, and with each concert, you can buy tickets. There's a link to buy tickets to each one of these concerts right under the explanation of the different artists that are going to be at Music Mountain. Once again, right now, we here at Robin Hood Radio are speaking with someone who's brand new to Robin Hood Radio, and that is the artistic director, and that is Oscar Espino Ruiz. Now, a little bit of your background for people that don't know your incredible background in music and how you got involved in all this.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's been quite a ride. I come from Spain originally, but by now I've been in this country longer than in Spain. And, you know, I'm a citizen by now, and very happily so. So I came into New York and lived in New York City for 20 years. I studied at Manes and Purchase and Stony Brook with Charles Neidich mostly. I am a clarinetist. How about that? but also, you know, a lover of chamber music. I mean, that is at the center of what I do. And my experience with programming, well, goes all the way back to the festivals I started in Spain in 1995 in Guernica, like Picasso's Guernica, yeah, same town. And more recently, 12 years ago, I started another chamber music society in Stamford, Connecticut, the Treetops Chamber Music Society. Oh, yeah. Yeah, where I've been programming, you know, programs mostly with string quartets and piano for 12 years. And, you know, as a clarinetist, I continue to perform a lot, and I also teach. I serve on the artist faculty at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. So right now, it's extremely busy. During the winter, I am in North Carolina. During the summer, I am at Music Mountain and also at Treetops during the winter and everything in between, traveling to play, traveling to collaborate with the string quartets, concertos from time to time, and having a great time with music.
Well, the interesting thing about Music Mountain, I think we become kind of oblivious to the importance of Music Mountain and its history in chamber music. You know, Music Mountain, that's not the real name of the mountain that you're on. You realize that, right?
Yes, actually, you know, I may learn from you because I don't remember the original name. I know the story.
It's the original name was Barrack Mountain. Barrack Mountain.
Barrack Mountain. That's right.
But Nick Gordon's dad created Music Mountain, and forever now the lore has it that it's Music Mountain in Falls Village.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, of course, I'm aware also of Music Mountain Road, and it's quite unique. I mean, it's been here since 1930. Let's face it. I mean, this is a historic place. When you come into Gordon Hall, you can sense some kind of energy. Not only it's beautiful, and it has a very unique sound, very warm, very resonant, but you can sense or imagine or perhaps remember all these great artists and all these great concerts for full crowds at Gordon Hall. So there is a very special energy in there, an enormous history at Music Mountain for sure.
Well, once again, they kick off this season's with the big fundraiser with the Shanghai String Quartet this weekend, and then next weekend, a full weekend, actually, on the 16th and 17th. Tickets and information at musicmountain.org. And, Oscar, we'll look forward to speaking to you every week and getting the update about what's going on at Music Mountain.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun, Marshall, and I'm looking forward to every Monday coming over and having a nice chat with you.
Thanks,
and
Oscar.
Your listeners.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Have
you
a
very
great
much.
Day. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
That is our Music Mountain moment, which we will feature every week here during the season.